Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. We're now in Masachet Bava Kama Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph at the bottom of the Amud, in the middle of a discussion about how to analyze the two phrases, Im Matzei Ganav, Im Lo Matzei Ganav, which we have on our page, which, just to remember, to refresh your memory, are psukim that are in the context of a shomer. So if someone is a shomer chinam, and the item he's watching is stolen from him, if we find the ganav pays double. If not, then the fellow has to come and take a shvua to that effect. And we had a machloket whether or not both phrases, im matzei ganav, im lo matzei ganav, are referring to a shomer claiming ganav, or is one of them really about the ganav and one's about toin tanat ganav. And now we'll take apart both sides. Bish the malaman damar chad beganav, chad betoin tanat ganav, shapir. So according to Braita number 2, that says one of the that's how we refer to it, that one of the phrases is about ganav, one's about toin tanat ganav, then I understand why I have one for each. Madamar tavayu b'toin tanat ganav, but according to the first Braita, that says that both of them are about toin tanat ganav, ganav atzmo menale. How do we know that a ganav pays double? We have a simple solution, which is that it's a kalvachomer, where a shomer who got the stuff legitimately, as we'll see in a minute, and claims tanat ganav has to pay double. Certainly, ganav himself has to pay double. If that's the case, then dayola baminadin liot kanidon. And based on the rule of dayo, this chomer can be no stronger than the kal. And what's the din of a toin tanat ganav? Malan mishuav kan mishvua. Remember, a toin tanat ganav was only chayiv kefil if he took a shvua that it was stolen. It turns out he was lying. So therefore, a ganav would only be chayiv kefil if he took a shvua that he hadn't stolen it. And and we know that he's chayiv kefil even without. So the answer is nafko min tanat vechizkiya. Tanat vechizkiya yomar shor ugneva. Now this is an elaborate piece. We have the Tana in Chizkiyah's Beit Midrash, learned this Braita, that says as follows. The Torah just has to say, if the Imatzeh B'dol Gneva, Shor, V'chamor, V'seh, V'salma. Right? So now, all you need is Shor, U'Gneva. V'akol Bichlal. That includes everything, all animals. Ilu kach ha'itu mer ma'aparten furash kar v'gabay mizbeach, of kol kar v'gabay mizbeach. So what would I learn from Shor? What's the first thing that I would expand from Shor? We're assuming now that I'm reading it as a klal u'pradu klal, and therefore I would expand from Shor. We'll address that in a minute. I would include all other animals that go on the mizbeach, which would include ma'ish v'chalavi seh. That would include also the ovines. Shomer seh, once the Torah says seh, harei seh amur, I already have seh. Hamani mekayim gneva. So now, what is gneva adding in? Or about kol davar? So it means that everything's in there. Now, this phrase, by the way, is now referring back to the pasuk at the end of Perak Chaf Aleph about gneva itself, not about shomer. So just so we were clear, and ki ignov ish shor oseh utvachom charo, right? And imatzei timatzei v'yado hagneva mishor ad chamor ad seh. Chayim shnayim mishalem. So take out some. So chayim shnayim mishalem. So now, when the Torah says gneva and shor, and since I'm operating with the assumption that we'll clarify in a minute that it's a klal u'pradu klal, that means I would add other things that are like a shor. What's like a shor? Things. The minimal thing is things that go on the mizbeach. So that would include set. But the Torah explicitly says set. Right. So how many mekayim gneva? So why is it there? The rabbot called the to tell me any kind of a theft. You pay shnayim for. Now, yomar shor se ugneva, so the Torah could just say shor se, without chamor, v'akol bichlal, that would include everything. Ilu kacha, yit yomar ma partim furash tavar kadosh b'bechora. So now that I have shor and se, I have to expand my common denominator, not just kariv l'gabim mizbeach, because then I wouldn't need se. So it says, there to tell me everything that's kadosh b'bechora, that it's kadosh b'bechora. Of kol davar kadosh b'bechora, so my yish l'chalavi, what am I going to spend? What's the one animal that can't go on the mizbeach that is kadosh b'bechora? Chamor. But kshomer chamor, the Torah says chamor, hariam chamor amor. Hamani mekayim gneva, which means what is the klal u'pradu klal adding that's not mentioned already? Rabot kol davar. Yomar shor v'chamor v'seh gneva. So once I have those, v'akol bichlal, ilu kacha itamar ma'pron furash balichayim. So if I had shor seva gneva, I would say it's only living things, livestock. V'akol balichayim, ma'ish l'chalavi, so I'm not going to allow for kelim. So what would be included? Shar balei chayim, a deer and a dog and whatever is alive. Shomer chayim, when it says chayim, look at the pasuk, harei chayim amur, I already have balei chayim included. Hamayim and imakayim ganeva. Again, what's the klal uprat uklal adding, since all of those categories are already identified by the contours of the pratim? Rabot koldavar. That's the brayta. Now, let's take it apart. Amar mar, yomar shoru gneva. So the problem is, miktiv shoru gneva. It doesn't say shoru gneva. Gneva v'shoru dechtiv. First it says, imatzeti imatzev yado ha-gneva. That's the klal. V'shor is a prat. So now you have klal uprat. V'chitema ilu ne'amar kamar, and you think that Chizkiah is really saying, had it said it this way, well, that doesn't work either, because ilu ne'amar shor u'gneva, you can't then start using the prat as a model, because if it was gneva and then shor and then gneva, have a shor prat u'gneva klal, then the order is prat u'klal, and what's the rule? Prat u'klal, nasa klal musaf ala prat, v'itrabu ulo kol mili. Automatically, when you ever have an example followed by the general statement, that means everything's included. Which means either way you're in trouble. Either you're going to read Klal uprat, which is not the direction they read it, Gnevan Shor. And by the way, in that case, you're going to expand it to nothing. Or else, Prat uklal, if you're going to imagine what would have said, had it said Shor and then Gneva, in which case everything's included and you don't need to go any further. Elenachtiv ka'amri. We're saying the way it's written. Gneva v'shor. All right, which is gneva mishor. But matzin amar ma'akol bichlal imar prat mfurash. You can't start playing klal uprat uklal. Have a gneva klal v'shor prat. You now have gneva, which is klal, and the shor is the prat. And what's the rule? Klal uprat and machal amashav prat. It's only shor. Shor in midyachrin in lo. Which means the entire presentation of the bright is off. So amar rava, he says, tana achayim kasam ichlei. Rava says the Tana is assuming that you know that the word chayim at the end of the phrase is another klal. Uklal uprat uklal kamarle. He's saying there's a klal uprat uklal geneva, and then shor and chamor and se in the middle, and chayim. Ah, v'halodami klal abatra the klal kama. The problem is the two klalim are not the same. The first one says geneva, which means anything. The last klal is chayim, it's any livestock. They're not the same. The answer is hantan rabbi shmuel hu dechiyai gavna dorish klal uprati. That the Tanakama is, our Tana is holding a Tana Rebbe Shmuel, who says, I don't mind that I have one klal which is all-encompassing and one klal that just is a categorical klal. I can still treat them as a klal or part of klal. Now, v'hachika kashale, so this is now what Tana Rebbe Chizkiah is saying. Im timatzei timatzei lamali. What do I need timatzei timatzei at the beginning of the phrase? After all, Yomar Shor uGneva v'Chayim. I have Gneva, and I have Shor in the middle, and I have Chayim v'Hakol Bichlal. Ah, Ilu Kein Aiti Omer Ma'Pravush Dar Akol Gemizbeach Kol Kargo Gemizbeach. So that's the first step. I said once I have Gneva on one hand, Chayim on the other hand, and Shor in the middle. So I have Shor, and I would say the Shor is an example of Kargo Gemizbeach. So Mayesh Lavi, what would that expand to? Se. Shuomer Sevet, the Torah says, Sehare Se Amor. Hamanim Mekayim Gneva. So what's the word Gneva there for? What's the klal there for? Rabot Koldavar. So Yomar Gneva Ushor Vase V'Chayim. So now, got the whole presentation. V'Hakol Bichlal. Kena Iti Yomer Man from Fuash Tavar Kadosh B'Bukhorat. If I had Chamor left out, I would say it's there to include Chamor. Koldavar Kadosh B'Bukhorat Mishchavi Chamor. Shuomer Chamor Echamor Amor. But Chamor is stated. Hanumakim Gneva, so again, what's the call of Pratu Klal there for? Lerabot Koldavar. It's there to include everything. So Yomar Gneva Shor Vaseva Chamor V'Chayim. So let's say I have the entire presentation. V'Hakol Bichlal. Okay, now Yitir Mar Mahfarash Balei Chayim. So if I have Gneva, I have Chayim on the other side working as a Klal, and I have Shor Vaseva Chamor in the middle, what am I going to expand it to? Only livestock. Of Kol Balei Chayim. Esh Chalavi Shor Balei Chayim. Shomer chayim, and this is going to be tricky because I'm now using chayim as a prat and a klal. Hare chayim amur, hamenu chayim mukmini valo avot kol davar. So then the question is, himatzei timatzei lamali. What do I need himatzei timatzei at the beginning of the phrase for? So that's now our reread of Tanan v'Chizkiah. So ihachi shaper kashale. If that's the case, that we actually have a pretty good question, which is, what's himatzei timatzei doing there? So we don't have a resolution. So the answer is, Mishum di'it le'pircha, because the Kal Parukal has a pircha which without himatzei to matzei stands, which is the rabot called the rameheicha kamaiti le. Where did you expand it to saying it includes everything? Michlal batra, because you used chayim, which was the second klal, and klal agufe chayim k'tiv be. Chayim is the klal. How can you use that as a prat? So klal uprat uklal uprat uklal maikam hanile. How is your klal uprat uklal helping you if you're using the last klal also as a prat? So ila tuye kol davar hachayim k'tiv. So bala chayim in midyachri lo. So if you're going to say that chayim is your second klal, then all you have is klal uprat uklal, not including bala chayim. Chayim is now not extra, and you don't have anything beyond livestock. So that's why we need the opening phrase im himatzei timatzei. But the problem is himatzei timatzei biado hagneva is now the two klalim are next to each other. And so we don't have a klal or protocol. If you're using himatzei timatzei as one of the klalim and gneva is one of the klalim, you have klal klal and then the pratim because you're now using chayim as a prat. The answer is Amravina Kadamri Marava. They have in Eretz Yisrael, this is how they learned it. Komakom shatam otzei shnei klalonos v'chim zelazeh. Anytime you find two klalim next to each other, hatel prat b'neim v'dunei mechalu prat. Take the prat that's elsewhere, put him in the middle, and judges it a klalu prat. So what do we do? Shadi shor b'nimatzei timatzei. So they're reading himatzei and timatzei is the klal. So put himatzei shor timatzei. Imagine it that way. It's not there to include Balei Chaim, because it already says Chaim is the last prat. It must be there to include non-living things. So now what we're doing is reading it differently. Himatzei, timatzei, with shor. Everything else is sitting separately, but because of everything else, I've already gotten all Balei Chaim. So shor must be there now to include non-Balei Chaim, meaning anything. Now we're going to be very expansive. What do we know about shor besides the fact that it's alive? It is something that's movable and it has inherent value. I've called it which of course knocks out, as we said, karka and avadim and shtarot. But now let's do it again based on that Eretz Yisrael dikshita of when you have two klalot next to each other, take the prat later in the pasuk and plug it in and add chamorin. What's chamor adding? We already know non-living things from shore. Must be there to tell you, aha, one other contour of this is it has to be something that's misuyam that has identifying marks and not just stuff. So so now what do I need Seth for? Right? Ella, we're now rejecting the entire derech and taking a third approach. Riba umiyet ribahu. Our entire presentation is not klal upradu klal, it's ribu umiyut, which has a whole different exposition. Ketana dever Bishmuel, the time of Bishmuel, v'mayim shnei pamim, ein zaklal uprat, el riba meobit riba. We're looking back to another approach of Tana dever Bishmuel, and by the way, the school of Rabbi Shmuel was very well schooled in these hermeneutic rules, and they said normally we use klal uprat uklal, but whenever you have two klalim together in the pasuk, we don't read it as klal uprat, but rather ribu yamiut. So therefore, there's the two klalim of the same word, b'mayim b'mayim. And the example there is the pasuk that I put on the page, and it's the sugya in the end of Elu Trefot in Chulin. And b'mayim b'mayim, it's there as far as the kashrut of fish, that the rule is that we now read it not as a klal uprat, but ribui miut. And himatzei and timatzei are nearly the same word, and therefore as kalim, they're not read it as kalim anymore, they're read as ribui miut. So it's ribui plus the miut of shor. Plug it in, and what's the din of ribui miut for riba? Riba hakol. My rabbi kol mili. Everything's included. But now, once I've said that himatzei timatzei is now ribui miut, then that means yachi kohani prati lamali. What do I need shor, chamor, and sef for? And chayim. So the answer is chadimute karka. Shor is there now as a miut. To tell you there's one thing I knock out. So it's like himatzei, shor, timatzei, knocks out karka. Chadimute avadim. Right, so now I've got shor, chamor, and seh. Each one of them knocks out one of those things, which we know is not gufo mamon or davar miteltel. Gneva v'chayim, what does it say gneva v'chayim for, which are now extra? Because all I need now is himatzei, timatzei, shor, seh, and chamor. Why do I need gneva and chayim? L'chadirav, da'amar achyei l'keren ke'en sheganav. The special halacha, which is that if you stole an animal and then it depreciated, you have to pay as per the value of the time of the gneva. Hachayehu Kein shaganav. Keep it alive as the time you stole it. Ulan mandam or chad beganav chad betoin tanat ganav. But according to the opinion that says, and back to our original discussion, that one of the mentions of imatzei ganav and loimatzei ganav, that one of them is beganav, one of them is betoin and tanat ganav. Now remember, our entire discussion that we spent the entire podcast on till now was dealing with the opinion that says both psukim are about toin tanat ganav, and we did not know a source that ganav pays kefel even without a shvua for anything he steals. And then we took it apart from the parsha of gneva. But now, that entire mahalach is only necessary according to the opinion that says that the both psukim, both mentions in the parsha of Shomer Chinam are about toin tanat ganav. But what about the one who says one of them is about the ganav himself? The ganav atzmo nafkali mi matzei haganav. So hayim atzei tematzei medarish. But what's he going to do with this entire mahalach that we just had that proved to us that a ganav always pays kefel for anything he steals that's mitaltel? V'gufo mamon, even without a shvua. So what does he need it for? Mibayali l'chirav bar ilai. Rav bar ilai. My time of the Rav. Why does Rav have the shita? If you're modi beknas, you admit that you're mafata or ones or killed, you're a short killed an eved, whatever it is, and then edim come to that effect, you're still potter because you're modi first. He says that the rav gets this halacha from the phrase matzei timatzei, because in the context of gneva, which is kefel, which is a knas, what is himatzei timatzei? Himatzei beedim timatzei bedayanim. If you first find out about it by edim, then it goes to beitin. But if you first found out about it because the guy admitted it, then it doesn't go to beitin, even if afterwards edim came. Prat the mashiach atzmo. Right now, l'man da amar. So now we have to play backwards. Tavaya b'toyin tanat ganav. We go back to our first brayta that says that both phrases in the parsha of Shomer Chinam are about toyin tanat ganav. And the hayim atzei tematzei mafik lai ganav atzmo. So therefore, him atzei tematzei is therefore a ganav himself having the pekeful even without a shvuah. How does he know that if a guy comes and admits that he did something at Chayiv for a Knas, that he is Pater? Me'asher Yashiyun Elohim. That's from a later Parsha, which says, Asher Yashiyun Elohim Yichalem Shnayim L'Rehu. What's the Prat? V'loha Mashiyat Atzmo. Only if the Beit Din finds him guilty and not if he admits it. Ah, back. So according to the opinion that said that in the Parsha of Shomer Chinam, one pasuk's for the ganav and one's for the toin tanat ganav, and therefore he did not need himatzei timatzei for ganav, and he used himatzei timatzei for Rav's halacha. Hi asher yashiyun my darshbe. What do they do with the yashiyun? That's for the essential halacha that if you know modi beknas pater, the other himatzei timatzei is modi beknas v'chakach ba'oedim still pater. Mani mar tavayu with toin tanat ganav kesaver modi beknas v'chakach ba'oedim chayiv. And the other opinion, and this is often how these matches end up, that they have a different halachic conclusion, which explains why they darshan differently. The one who says that both psukim in the parsha of Shomer Chinam are about toin tanat ganav, which means himatzei timatzei is there for ganav, which means that asher yarshiun is there for modi beknas, also says if modi beknas v'chakach ba'edim yechayev. If you come and say my shore killed a slave, and you think you're potter, and then edim come and say that, you still have to pay the 30. Olamanda marchad beganav achad betoin tanat ganav tenafkalein ganav mehatam. So now back again, the one who says that we have one pasuk for each, and therefore ganav is from there, and himatzei timatzei is there from mashiach atzmo. So bishlamim say timatzei l'chabar bar eloi. His halach is for to explain Rav's ruling that mamoda beganav v'chakar bar edim potter. V'kohani prati lamali. So according to him, though, what do I need all of the pratim in the parsha of Geneva for? He has a general rule that anytime you have a parsha that's repeated, that according to him, the parsha, according to this opinion, the parsha of Geneva is repeated between the parsha of Shomer Chinam that already gave me the full halacha of Gneva, so this entire parsha of Gneva really is extra. It's that extra thing which was Nitchadeshba, which is, of course, Arba Chamisha. So now let's perhaps imagine, fine, all of that's true, but maybe a ganav is only chayv kefal, just like toin tanar ganav, only after he takes a shvua. So lo sakadai tanar, Rabbi Yaakov Amer, shnayim yishalem shlo b'shvua. Rabbi Yaakov says, and ganav has to pay double, it's even shlo b'shvua. Talmer shlo b'shvua, inor lo b'shvua, maybe it's only if he takes a shvua. Amarta, lo kachaya. Now, what does that mean? My lo kachaya, my lo lichta rachmana shnayim yishalem meganav. The Torah didn't have to write that a ganav has to pay double. But let it be kavachomer in toin tanar ganav, and I have a kavachomer as I had at the beginning of the podcast. Umar toin tanar ganav debet terat to the aday. Think about this: a toin tanar ganav, a shomer, he got the stuff beheter, and then amar kol yishalim trei, he has to pay double. Ganav atzol yisurat to the aday. A ganav himself who got it be yisura. Lo kol shekain, certainly he'd have to pay double. Shalim yishalim dechad rachmana be ganav atzmol amali. So why did the Torah write that a ganav himself pays double? Dafilu shalobishvua, to tell you that he has to pay, even shalobishvua, he has to pay double. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick up in this discussion in the next podcast. We have several more podcasts until we get to a stopping place, and then another couple until we get to the end of the analysis of our first Mishnah in this very exciting parak, Merubah. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.